opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and the Bot. It's 7:05 on May the 9th. Our phone line's here, 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can listen to the show by going to the website. Click on it for the listen to the show little button up there. And then you can join our chat room just by going down and put your nickname in or your real name. And joining, as many already have. And today is kind of an auspicious day. This is our first debate that we've had during our show. You know, sometimes that we can, we've gone and we've put on debates and we've put it out over the airwaves but in different locations. This is the first time we're having one right here in the studio itself. But let me welcome Bad Bob.
And good morning.
And how are you doing today, Bad Bob?
Working on a small tech issue, but it's coming along.
And Linda gave up her seat for one of our debaters today. And the, is the stream going out or not?
The stream is not working. Okay. I'm working on that.
Okay, I was just making sure because I see the cameras on here, so I was just checking.
No video, and we're working on the audio right now.
Okay, well, let's go to our Wells Fargo advisors here and talk with them, then we can get on with the, our scheduled debate today between the Churn Creek Bottom Homeowners Association and Hawkins Company. And we'll be back as soon as we do the Wells Fargo, we'll get started with that. Okay, hey, Chris Sondak, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over a half hour in today's trading and the markets are in negative territory. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 108 points at 12,825. The S&P 500 down 12 points at 1351, while the NASDAQ Composite's down 27 points at 2919. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 128 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America down 2 cents at 776, Disney up 83 cents at 4513, General Electric down 36 cents at 1889, and Pfizer's down 3 cents at 2217. Of local interest, PG&E down 27 cents at 44.16, Costco up 9 cents at 82.70, and North Valley Bank is up 15 cents at $12.50. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.81%, the 2-year treasury is yielding 0.26. Oil's down $1.19 a barrel at $95.82, and precious metals are lower with gold down $21.37 an ounce at $15.83.51. Silver's down 54 cents at $28.88 an ounce. This is Chris Losondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks. We have the Wells Fargo Advisors Monday through Friday from at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. Head on down to Park Marina Drive, and you can talk to them about what the latest going on in the financial capital of the world. Okay, today we have a debate between the people that are going to be discussing the proposed shopping center down at Knighton Road. And we have the Hawkins Company who has bought the land and wants to put a shopping center there. And we have the Churn Creek Bottom Homeowners Association who is opposing it and has had two measures put on to the June 5th elections. One to stop them all, overturn what the supervisors have done. And the other one is it says to stop all development in Churn Creek Bottom for 23 years. And we'll get into probably more specifics of that as we go on today. The representative from Hawkins Company is Jeff Hess. And good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
And for the Churn Creek Bottom Homeowners Association is Rod Evans.
Good morning, Carl, and good morning to you, Jeff.
Okay, what we're going to do is take a quick break here, and we come back. We'll start with our first topic. And we'll kind of give the ground rules real quick. But let's break for our first commercials. And each topic will have a chance for a three-minute for 3 minutes from for the initial answer, a 3 minute to rebut the answer, and then 2 minutes to answer the rebuttal. So that keeps us within our 10 minute segments that we do, and we'll take more time as we need it. And if we need to, we'll just kind of eliminate some of the commercials. Okay, Bad Bob, let's start off with let's rock with these commercials when we get back.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for Rodeo Week. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast at Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are $3 in advance, $4 the morning of the breakfast. Saturday, May 12th, kick off Rodeo Week with the Rodeo Association's annual state feed at the Ready Rodeo Grounds. Tickets are $12.50 pre-sale, $15 at the door. The lone stranger and sidekick will be robbing a bank and hiding their loot. You can win cash by listening to the clues and unmasking those dastardly scoundrels. Wednesday, it's street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest in Buckaroo Flats. And Saturday morning's rodeo parade starts at 10 a.m. in downtown Reading. Thursday night starts the 64th annual Reading Rodeo. Tickets on sale now at the Civic Center box office, by phone at 229-0022, or online at readingcivic.com. See all the high-flying, thrill-packed riding and roping rodeo action, along with the Budweiser Clydesdales and Rodeo Barrel Man Crash Cooper, and of course, bull riding. Get your tickets at the Civic Center box office now.
Under Measure B, property owners in a small part of Shasta County could be shut down until 2036. 2036. That seems like a long time, doesn't it? But that's just what it says right here in the official Shasta County ballot book. If Measure B passes, farmers, businesses, and other landowners can't make property changes until the year 2036. Sure, Measure B has exceptions, and you can always just call for a countywide election. But why should property owners here in Shasta County have to hire lawyers at their own expense just to tell them what they can and can't do with their own land? And Measure B is so confusing. It's just going to wind up in court, with Shasta County taxpayers paying the bills. Look, we all want to protect ag land, but Measure B goes too far. But don't just take my word for it. The Shasta County Farm Bureau says Measure B is poor planning and unnecessary. That's why the Farm Bureau urges you to vote no on Measure B. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Property Rights. No on Measure B.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott. We're having our first debate in a studio. First debate in studio. Here we go. We've hosted several debates, which had to do with, but we're outside. We're usually in a large room and we do this. So having it here is kind of exciting. Our representatives are Jeff Hess from Hawkins Company and Rod Evans from the Churn Creek, Bottom Homeowners Association. And we're going to start off with, Mr. Hess here from Hawkins with the first question. You have 3 minutes you're going to have 3 minutes to, give your initial position. And, at that point, Rod, you give your, you have 3 minutes then to give your initial position. So, okay. Jeff.
Thank you, Carl and Rod. Rod and I have done this a few times, and we've known each other for a number of years, and while we may be on the other side of the table, we certainly consider ourselves friends. Let me just make a couple of points about Measure A. First, I'd like to list off a few people that are supporting us that are endorsing a yes vote on Measure A. Of course, the Board of Supervisors, the Builders Exchange, the Trades Council, the Real Estate Association of Shasta County, the Deputy Sheriffs, and then on the no vote, those folks as well. The Farm Bureau is against Measure B, and all the supervisorial candidates and the Reading Rancheria. One thing I was reading a few quotes the other day, and it kind of hit home. And Ralph Waldo Emerson once said, every man has a choice between the truth and repose, but not both. And as I've said, Rod and I have gone back and forth on a number of issues. And he raised an issue with me about about school taxes, and I got to thinking, you know, Rod would not have made some statements without some truth in there, and so I went to looking, and we did miss our number a little bit, although the fact is there's a significant amount of money going to the county of Shasta. $28,000 to $30,000 annually will go to Pacheco School District. The rest of that money goes down to the state, and it sort of disappears into the budget, and then it comes back in the terms of ADA, as Rod had indicated. But also there's an additional $78,000 that we would be sending to pay off capital expenditures for the Pacheco School District. So rather than the 250 I'd indicated, it's about 110. And so I have to live with my statements about every man has a choice between truth and repose, and I pick the truth side here, and I just appreciate Rod's candor in this matter. So with that, I'd like to get on to the subjects.
Okay. Well, then, Rod, you get a chance here to come in and give your opening statements. Hang on for a second here. Okay, now it's ready. Go. I just want to make sure everybody has the same amount of time, and if I don't, I feel bad. Okay, all right.
All right. Thank you, Carl, and thank you, Jeff, for giving all of us this opportunity and the public the opportunity to hear information on these very, very important issues. Jeff and I do really agree on one thing, and that is that we have major differences of opinion on the details of Measures A and probably Measures B as well. This is a long-standing issue in Shasta County. The general plan went into effect in 1984, and since that time, the last 28 years, there have been other commercial projects that have been proposed, and the Board of Supervisors have upheld the general plan in every one of those cases and said that, no, we cannot change this agricultural land to commercial land in Turn Creek Bottom. You can do a lot of things with your agricultural land in the way of development, such as the Amon Dairy has done. They've subdivided theirs. That's perfectly fine to do with your ag land, a lot of things. But large retail commercial is probably off the slate. One of the problems with the Hawkins proposal is that its major problem is in size and scale and scope. The size of it is 92 acres. That's and it's 740,000 square feet of retail space. So that's roughly double the size of the Mount Shasta Mall. A little more than that geographically, but maybe just a little bit less in square footage-wise. So those problems would be great even if you had municipal infrastructure at that location. But in this case, since it's in the county, and the city certainly doesn't want to help the county with this project, they will not run municipal sewer, water, and storm drain down there. So to my knowledge, we have looked, and maybe Mr. Hess can enlighten us on this, but at public hearing, they said that they've never built anything like this before without infrastructure. And I have looked, and I haven't seen anything to compare with it either. So the problems go from traffic to water-related issues to all these major things, actually, that have never been resolved to this day. And I think one of the big concerns about to the public is that most of the figures that they have heard and claims made with regards to sales tax revenue and jobs and other things, these are unverifiable numbers, and I really think the public is begging for verifiable information from the Hawkins Company. So with that, I will close.
Okay. We're going to take a break here. We're going to come back with the very first topic, and that first question is going to go to the Churn Creek Homeowners Association. We will flip back and forth on that. Okay, take a quick break here. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460. We're having a debate between the Hawkins Company and the Churn Creek Bottom Homeowners Association concerning the development out on Knighton Road. We'll be right back.
Hi there, this is Christy Camp from Wind River Casino. Wind River Casino and Redding Rancheria are partnering up with Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County style. I'll be dancing with the stars to raise money for Shasta Women's Refuge. Join us on Wednesday, May 23rd from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Elements Restaurant, located inside Wind River Casino, to support myself and Monica in Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County style. 20% of all sales will go to the benefit of Shasta Women's Refuge. We'll be featuring our new Kansas City style smoked pork ribs starting at $12.95. Dine and donate with us on May 23rd and support us in our fundraising for helping victims of domestic violence. But that's not all. Play Double Action Bingo all month long. Only $3 a game for a chance at $500. 10% of all Double Action sales go to the Shasta Women's Refuge. You can also help by purchasing a star at the River Club. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to winriver.com. You can also look for Team Chris and Monica on Facebook. And remember, it's always better on the river.
Hi, I'm Jeff Hess with Hawkins Companies, a family-owned business for over 35 years. Part of our goal when coming into a community is to add economic development. In addition, we try to identify community problems and provide solutions. For instance, Sheriff Pasinko and a number of Redding police officers have indicated the need for additional jail space. Our retail developments, such as Sportsman's Warehouse, will earmark thousands of dollars for public safety. We appreciate all of your support.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and DeBott. Today we're having a debate between Hawkins Company and the Shasta County Homeowners Association concerning the shopping center at Knighton Road. Our first topic goes to the Churn Creek Bottom and Rod Evans. All the county supervisors, the Redding Chamber of Commerce, and several other businesses have all come out in support of the center. If this is a bad idea, how come so many of people have signed up in support of this?
Great question, Carl, and I'm happy to answer that. The Board of Supervisors in this case really unilaterally made this decision. It was not in consultation with any of the adjoining cities. What they did is based their recommendation to go forward with this on the planning department, and that would be primarily Russ Mall. We think that this was an overreaching decision, and it was primarily based on short-term financial gain for the county. And I think it's important for people to know that when a new development occurs such as this in county unincorporated land, the county gets 100% of that sales tax revenue. If that same project were proposed in the city limits, that revenue would be shared between city and county. So basically what you have is a opportunity for the county to take stores out of Redding, put them down on the unincorporated side of the line, and gain 100% of the sales tax revenue for that. That's great for the unincorporated parts of Shasta County, but just terrible for our cities. So I think you need to really look when you talk about support. We have endorsement from the Farm Bureau on Measure A. We have endorsement from the Redding Fire Department on Measure A. And most importantly, we had, the endorsement from 11,329 Shasta County residents that put this Measure A on the ballot. So when you talk about support and all the people are supporting it, I think the interests are self-serving and they are self-interested in that. And I think we have to take a look at that in that context.
Okay. Are you finished with your question?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Hess, then.
Well, I appreciate the question. And again, the Board of Supervisors, I would beg to differ, didn't unilaterally decide without consultation. They sent out, pursuant to the EIR, questionnaires to all of the cities. The cities responded, and the county then responded to their questions that they raised. And in the end, all of those questions were taken into consideration in our environmental impact report. So the Board of Supervisors did follow the general plan, and I'll point to a handout that I gave Rod today, and I've been looking at for a period of time, is in fact the general plan prior to 84 was in effect, and in that area where we propose our project, it was designated as commercial. And then in 1984, the Board of Supervisors, when they did the complete revamp of the general plan, reiterated that intersection, meaning Knighton Road and I-5, would be designated as commercial. Again, in 1991, the Board of Supervisors actually narrowed the scope of commercial, but they did not agree that only what was in existence in 1991 was the limit on commercial. And so if you read the facts, which I provided on our website at www.hawkinschurncreek.com, you'll find all these documentations that back this up, that clearly the board in 1991 did not limit it to what was in existence. And so we believe that while the Farm Bureau and the fire department in Reading have supported Measure A, I think that the Farm Bureau's problem is with the methodology of the change as opposed to the property rights that we have. And that's it.
Okay. Rod, you get two more minutes.
Okay, thank you. This is an important issue on whether the general plan was changed or not. And had it been consistent with the general plan, as Mr. Hess said, the Board of Supervisors would not needed to have provided a statement of overriding consideration and amended the general plan and changed the zoning. They would have simply changed the zoning if it were consistent with the general plan, and that was simply not the case. I have never, in all the years that this issue has gone on, has anyone ever asserted until now that this is consistent with the general plan. That statement of overriding consideration that the Board of Supervisors made was that the financial gain was so great, they will all tell you this, was so great that they overrode all the other significant and unavoidable consequences that it has. But when they make that statement, it has to be for the good of the community. And in this case, it was not for the good of the overall community. It was for the good of unincorporated Shasta County.
Okay. We've got a couple minutes here before we have to take a hard break. So let's get some other clarification here that some people have been asking. What is the amount of land that, and this isn't, I mean, this is not a topic for debate. I'm going to try and keep these to yes and no. And, you know, how much land has the Hawkins Company have right now?
We own a little over 30 acres, and we have paid a significant amount of money on the options from Howard Taylor and for the remaining land.
Okay. We're going to get into traffic mitigation right after the break. Rod, for this debate and this whole thing is it that the Churn Creek Homeowners Association see no benefit at all with a shopping center there? Or is it a shopping center there, or if it was someplace else? Because of the taxes and the jobs and this. And we're going to get into that kind of specifically either, but I just kind of want to get some background from how you feel about this.
We can see very, very little benefit to the shopping center being there. Huge, huge problems and negatives if it is there, which would far, far outweigh the fact that it's theirs. And I think, again, we have to look at the self-serving interests of those who want it there and why they want it there. And one add to that, Carl, we currently have 41.5 acres of commercially zoned property at that location, and we feel that's an ample amount, and that's certainly enough. That is without the Hawkins proposal.
I think the answer to that is 41 acres is stated in a way that it assumes that that is empty. That is not true. 20 acres is taken up by the TA. This 5 or 6 acres that we own across the street is empty, and the other property down on the west side, in our opinion, is undevelopable because of the lack of ability for sewer to go down there. They don't have the same kind of depth of groundwater that we do. It's on a dead end side. There's no crossroads to go through to any other. It's what we call a 180-degree site that you can only use a certain portion. Halfway on the other side of I-5, and it has no houses over there to speak of. So that truly will never develop for a significant period of time. That's why the northeast section is where, specifically, the Board of Supervisors over the last 35 years have indicated that's where commercial growth should be.
Well, I think
about 30 seconds left.
Okay, I think Mr. Hess said it best himself. The reason there's a problem to develop over there is because they don't have any sewer. They have the same type of problem that Hawkins has on the other side of the road. So that's the answer to that. No one's ever
built
there.
That is not true, Rod. Yeah. That's not true.
Let me finish here, and then we'll just go back. You have the last statement. We got We have, you know, enough, like 30 seconds, so.
Okay.
So finish up.
So anyway, we think that the 41 and a half acres, 19 of which is a truck stop, leaving 22 is the right amount of commercial property at that location.
Okay, you have the last 20 seconds here.
He made a statement that is just totally wrong. The elevation of the eastern or the western side is about 15 feet, and ours is almost 100 feet. So there's a tremendous difference in the elevation above groundwater.
Okay. Here I'm a debate on the Knighton Road development with Jeff Hess of Hawkins and Rod Evans of the Shasta, of the Cherry Creek Bottom Homeowners Association. We got to take a break from the news, and we'll be right back.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street starts the trading day in a sea of red. Continued uncertainty over the European sovereign debt crisis is weighing negatively on the markets here in the United States. Traders are keeping an eye on the political turbulence in Greece and how that will affect other Eurozone countries. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow was down triple digits, falling roughly 124 points. Investors are bullish over home furnishing company Cost Plus. Bed Bath & Beyond is going to buy the company in an all-cash deal worth nearly $494 million. The deal is expected to close during Bed Bath & Beyond's second quarter. And Glaxo is taking its $2.6 billion bid directly to the shareholders of Humane Genome Sciences this week. The offer was rejected by the biotech board last month. Humane Genome says it's exploring strategic alternatives, including a possible sale of the company, and has invited GSK to join the process. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
Opportunity Louisiana. More and more companies like CenturyLink, Nucor, and Gameloft are finding success with Louisiana's custom fit solutions. Here's Gameloft's David Haig.
Louisiana customized their approach in recruiting us to meet our very specific needs. Selecting Louisiana as our site for expansion allowed us to open 3 to 4 months sooner than we anticipated.
What can Louisiana do for your business? Find out at OpportunityLouisiana.com.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Rope'em and ride'em, Reading, it's rodeo time. Tickets for the annual 3-day Reading Rodeo May 17th, 18th, and 19th are on sale now. It's a full week of wild events starting Saturday, May 12th with a steak feed and dance. $12.50 pre-sale steak feed tickets are available at most Napa Auto Parts store, the Civic Center box office, Custom Wheel on Center Street, or from any Reading Rodeo member. Week-long activities include chili cook-off and street dance, annual Friday morning pancake breakfast, rodeo parade, and 3 nights of rodeo action May 17th, 18th, and 19th with top riders of the nation competing in bronc riding, steer wrestling, team roping, and the world's most dangerous sport, bull riding. Plus, nightly performances by world-famous Budweiser Clydesdales and rodeo clown Crash Cooper. Tickets on sale now at the Civic Center box office, online at readingcivic.com, or by calling 229-0022. Sponsored in part by Budweiser, Mercy Medical Center, Premier West Bank, Cottonwood Veterinary, Jukebox Music Festival, Shasta Estates Retirement, El Dorado Casino, Mount Shasta Springwater, Sierra Pacific Foundation, Omega Mortgage Group, and Wind River Casino. Find more information at readingrodeo.com and follow us on Facebook.
My name is Michael DeQuisto. I'm running for Congress. I'm not accepting donations to my campaign. My vote is not for sale. As a true citizen legislator, my time in office will not exceed 6 years. Career politicians in Washington and Sacramento have foolishly spent our tax dollars, putting this country and California in debt for generations to come. My opponents believe the years they spent in the Sacramento legislature overseeing this state's bankrupt economy entitles them to represent us in Washington. That would be a disaster. As your next congressman, I will cut my salary by 20% and pay that money to reduce the national debt. In contrast, my opponent from Richvale has pledged to continue taking millions of dollars in federal rice subsidies. If you're tired of the good old boy network, if you want someone who cares about our country, not about lining his wallet or a long career in office, send me, Michael DeQuisto, to Washington. Please visit my website, votedequisto.com.
DeQuisto for Congress paid for this ad.
This is Supervisor Leonard Modi. Public safety should be our number one priority. As police chief of Reading, I worked hard to keep our streets safe. As your supervisor, I have strongly supported the sheriff's office in order to protect you and your family. In these difficult times, I will continue to put your safety at the forefront of my decisions.
proven leadership, integrity, and a balanced approach. Re-elect Leonard Modi, Supervisor District 2.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Leonard Modi.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. If you've got a question for the for our debaters here, our phone jock will pick it up and write it down. We're not going to be talking directly to the debaters. Otherwise, it turns into a three-way debate, and we don't have time for that. Our guests here are Rod Evans of the Churn Creek Bottom Homeowners Association, and who is, should I say vehemently opposed to the shopping center at Knighton Road.
That's pretty accurate.
Okay, and then we have Jeff Hess from the Hawkins Company, who is strongly in favor of, I think there's probably a better word than strongly in favor of the shopping center.
I'm economically invested.
Okay, now here's the thing is this, both of these men have extremely opposing viewpoints. But they're very civil with each other. It's a pleasure to watch them work in this. Okay. All right. The next question goes to Mr. Hess. There have been numerous questions concerning traffic at the proposed shopping center and Caltrans at Sioux Chiasta County, and I believe the Hawkins Company over the traffic mitigation plan. What specific changes have to be done to satisfy Caltrans?
Interesting question. As we have through the lawsuit, again, it is a lawsuit, and we can't explain a whole lot about it, but I can tell you that Caltrans has accepted all of the data that we have provided them and the models that we have shown them. And actually, the same projected mitigation measures generally that we proposed when it was approved by the county is what ultimately I think will come out of the lawsuit. Is that we will be putting in two interchange lights at the ramps. We'll be widening the ramps and realigning those in day one so that traffic flows at the threshold of 450 to 500,000 square feet. We'll do another traffic study to make sure that those mitigations have worked and if there's some additional mitigation at that time that would be put in. So all of those have been accepted by Caltrans, the data. And their concern was not necessarily the plan. They're not opposed to our project. They wanted to make sure that the data that we had was verifiable. And it was, and it has been. And in this process, the actual amount of variation between the data that we gave them subsequent to the lawsuit and what was approved by the Board of Supervisors was less than 1% difference. So it was in the margin of error and difference. So what we gave them is actually verified what we had put out to the Board of Supervisors. So in the end, Caltrans is going to be satisfied, and certainly they have to go through the design on our encroachment permit when we ask for that for the actual design, whether it's 5 feet here or 10 feet there, or the elevation's another foot higher, or whatever. Although those are a matter of design as opposed to the CEQA process. The EIR is a very general document, and it's not the same as the design for the overpass, which we will have to actually submit back to Caltrans after the CEQA approval. And that, again, they get a second bite at the apple on the actual design as opposed to the sort of generalization that an environmental impact report does.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Rod.
Thank you. I really admired Caltrans for looking out for the public good and the public safety when they filed this lawsuit. But I think the Hawkins Company and the Shasta County was just terrified of it because one of the very first things that the Hawkins Company did is they went out and hired a very, very expensive lobbyist in Sacramento to take the lawsuit out from under the legal scrutiny of the court system and put it into the political realm. That was in that called a tolling agreement. It was in that arrangement for a period of several months, with which time there were negotiations occurring. We don't know what the nature of those were. Maybe Mr. Hess could enlighten us when he was able to rebut. But at any rate, Caltrans has stuck to their guns, so I can only assume that there has not been a resolution politically, but it's going to continue under the legal scrutiny of the lawsuit. With regard to the traffic, the most important part of this is that the Hawkins Company is only committed to pay $2.5 million for traffic improvements. I have never heard it said by anybody except Les Baugh how much those improvements would cost, and that was back during the auto mall days, maybe a little difference. He said hundreds of millions. It might not be that much, but it's certainly going to be exponentially more than the $2.5 million that Hawkins is willing to pay. And who is it that's going to pay for that? That's a huge question out there. So maybe Mr. Hess can enlighten us on how much it will actually cost for all the traffic improvements and who will be paying for that since they're only paying $2.5
million. I'd be more than happy to answer that.
Okay.
A couple of things there. One is I'm very, very disturbed at the statement about a lobbyist. Let me put it to you this way. There's only one person or one group that would know that we engaged our attorneys engaged a lobbyist, and that was Caltrans, and that was in closed session with them. That was confidential information in negotiations. You don't reveal that. So I'd be curious as to who revealed that to the Churn Creek Bottom folks. I think that's a breach of Caltrans' fiduciary duty in the lawsuit, and they could be sanctioned for that. The one thing that was engaged is the process for a lawsuit for Caltrans is that you have to get approval from the governor's office on the lawsuit. That's just one of the things that they have to jump through. And we went to the governor's office to meet with them to give them our side of the story. And frankly, it had already been approved, and the governor's office was very disappointed in Caltrans for only giving them half of the story. The $2.5 million is just flat wrong. We are putting $2.5 million into the Knighton Road, and around the Churn Creek Bottom. And our obligation, if you read the facts and go out to our website of HawkinsChurnCreek.com, and you'll see this, that we'll be putting in another $3.5 million up front, unprecedented in the history of the county. We're putting up $3.5 million up front to do the improvements on the lights and the ramps initially. So I think their attack on Les Baugh was just totally out of line. Comparing the auto mall to us is just way out. They never did the kind of extensive engineering that we've done. We've done over $700,000 in traffic engineering to analyze the mitigation. So that's just not accurate facts. And go to our website and you'll find the true facts.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we've got to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back. The debate on the development, shopping center development at Knighton Road. Our guests are Jeff Hess from the Hawkins Company and Rod Evans from the Churn Creek Bottom Homeowners Association. We'll be right back.
Shasta County seniors, families, and caregivers, it is time for the 2012 Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, Wednesday, May 23rd. Learn about businesses and nonprofit agencies that serve seniors. The first 100 seniors receive a VIP goodie bag with a $10 gas card inside. Shoppers save an extra 15% with your Macy's card. Don't miss this community event on Wednesday, May 23rd. Over 40 booths inside Macy's from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Enjoy breakfast and lunch and more prizes this year than ever. 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. Keurig coffee maker giveaways. And at 1 p.m., 3 Macy's gift card drawings. Senior Expo, Wednesday, May 23rd. Vendors include Shasta County Public Health, Curbs Fitness for Women, Walter Hurst Insurance, Addis Healthcare, Shasta County Senior Nutrition, Mercy Home Health and Hospice. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Marianne Seifert of Senior Placement Services, Margie Wapshaw Insurance, Northern Rehab and Respiratory, Precious Cargo, MD Imaging, Welcome Home Assisted Living, and Macy's. Special thanks to KCNR 1460 and AM 1230 KLXR.
Oh, it's May. So much to plan. Parties, birthdays, Mother's Day. Hey, Mom's coming up, so let's take her to Anselmo Vineyards for brunch. I hear there's limited seating, so we need to call now for reservations. 474-5546.
That's 474-5546. Mother's Day brunch. The specialty is my favorite, lobster. And Carl, while we're there, let's experience the new award-winning 2009 Cabernet Sauvignon. And of course, Friday and Saturday night, always great artists such as Charles Bologna, Chris Lauer, and Garrett Biggers. You'll love it.
And Somo Vineyards in Inwood, just a short drive from Reading. And Somo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio at KCNR 1460. It is 7:44 in the morning on May the 9th, and we are having our first in-studio debate, and it's with Mr. Jeff Hess from the Hawkins Company and Mr. Rod Evans from the Churn Creek Homeowners Association, and I believe this question goes to Mr. Evans. Opponents to Measure B say it stops all development in Churn Creek Bottom for 23 years. According to the County Resource Management Division, that means all development, including subdividing much of the property there. What gives some people in the Churn Creek Bottom the right to tell private property owners what to do with their land?
All right. Thank you, Carl. Well, first of all, the statement is erroneous when it says that it stops all development. It simply retains and keeps the exact same general plan that we've had for the last 28 years. And it'll just keep it for another 24 years. So all those things that a person could do with their land for the last 28 years, you will still be able to do after Measure B. Measure B does not change that. Of course, we have to recognize, excuse me, that the land is primarily ag in the general plan, and it's ag in the zoning. So what it would prevent the development from someone like the Hawkins Company coming in and converting that agricultural land to retail commercial land. You've seen what the Amon Dairy did with their land down there when they subdivided that. Someone could do that with their land if they wanted to. And it seems that Bob Moores wants to build a form of an agritourism business on his land, and he'll be perfectly able to do that after the passage of Measure B. Whether you want to call it value-added agriculture, agritourism, or simple use permit, the reason he can do that is because his is an agricultural operation that is still consistent with the existing general plan that we have, and he can simply get a use permit to do that, which could be written by the county. As a matter of fact, in today's record searchlight, just to our south in Orland, you will see an olive growing business down there is having a pretty large celebration. They're selling wine there. They're selling products that aren't olives. They're having the public come in for tours. And that's all done on a use permit, just like Mr. Moore could do. In Shasta County, it's being used for wineries existing. Many other California counties are utilizing this concept of a use permit or value-added agriculture. Many states are using it, and there are grants available for that. And so it's really just not questioned that Mr. Moore can do that. I think the problem comes in for Mr. Moore is he's getting advice from Shasta County Planning Department that he can't do that, and I wouldn't expect anything else because the Shasta County Planning Department absolutely does not want Measure B to pass.
You're ending on that one. You didn't say that they were crooks, so thank goodness. All right. Okay, I was just joking there. All right, Mr. Hess.
Yeah, I think that it's an attack on private property rights totally, and it really is an attack on us. I mean, it's just another way to try to stop us. But let me talk about it. They cannot rezone according to Measure B. Just read it. Go out on our website, HawkinsChurnCreek.com, and you'll see the facts. The use permit for Mr. Moore's property would say under the ag zone that they're proposing to freeze says that there is a processing plant for agricultural products grown on the premises. And that's, I think, Mr. Moore's concern is that only what he can grow on his premises is allowable under that to process. And just go back to his comments to Rod on the last show you had here, and you'll see the correct interpretation of that, and frankly, I don't think it's just the county. They're afraid to get sued by Churn Creek on everything, and this is just going to create nothing but havoc with lawsuits trying to figure out who can do what and where the dividing line is, and they can't rezone. So I think that they've just missed the boat on theirs. Now they say, yeah, you can subdivide. You take a working dairy and you subdivide it up into 5-acre parcels so that we have nothing but rural residential down there. And frankly, let me give you a comparison here of our wastewater treatment plant. Raw sewage is at 80 parts of contamination. From a septic tank, it's 60 parts. From the city's treatment plant, it's 10 parts. And in our project with our treatment system that's at the Rolling Hills Casino, similar to ours, it's only 3. So what would you rather have? Do you want to have 800 new homes on 5-acre parcels with septic tanks dumping 60 in there? That's a great thing, but it's really taking truly production agricultural land like the dairy out of production and subdividing them into 5-acre parcels. I find that disingenuous when it comes to true agriculture, and certainly Mr. Moore believes that that's a deterrent to his business that he's been successful at in Reading since 1974. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Evans, you have 2 minutes.
Thank you. I find that hugely disrespectful to those small farm organic farmers that we have in Churn Creek Bottom that are actually making a living on 3 to 5 acres. If someone wants to work that hard, but most people don't, and I'm one of those that don't want to work quite that hard, you can make a living doing that. And so, you know, the 5-acre pieces have that opportunity because it's got Class 1 soil, the richest soil found anywhere at that location. Now, with regards to a use permit or a value-added ag, I'm going to give Mr. Hess a document here. It's from another state, but it talks about the opportunities that are available in this other state using this concept of value-added agriculture and use permit or agritourism, whatever you want to call it. You can get on the Internet and find all over that this is being done. Shasta County, of course, is saying, no, this can't be done. But the scare tactics on Measure B are just over the top. Trying to tell people what they can't do with their property. So, in fact, this is not really a property rights issue. We want to maintain the general plan that the county values so much and for the last 28 years, and we think it has merit to go forward for another 24 years.
Okay, thank you. We're going to take a break here and come back. We're going to ask a couple of quick questions. When we come back here, and before we have to go to the break for the news, and we'll go right back into our regular format.
Okay.
Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Rope them and ride them, Reading. It's rodeo time. Tickets for the annual 3-day Reading Rodeo May 17th, 18th, and 19th are on sale now. It's a full week of wild events starting Saturday, May 12th with a steak feed and dance. $12.50 pre-sale steak feed tickets are available at most Napa Auto Parts store, the Civic Center box office, Custom Wheel on Center Street, or from any Reading Rodeo member. Week-long activities include chili cook-off and street dance, annual Friday morning pancake breakfast, rodeo parade, and 3 nights of rodeo action May 17th, 18th, and 19th with top riders of the nation competing in bronc riding, steer wrestling, team roping, and the world's most dangerous sport, bull riding. Plus, nightly performances by world-famous Budweiser Clydesdales and rodeo clown Crash Cooper. Tickets on sale now at the Civic Center box office, online at readingcivic.com, or by calling 229-0022. Sponsored in part by Budweiser, Mercy Medical Center, Premier West Bank, Cottonwood Veterinary, Jukebox Music Festival, Shasta Estates Retirement, El Dorado Casino, Mount Shasta Springwater, Sierra Pacific Foundation, Omega Mortgage Group, and Wind River Casino. Find more information at readingrodeo.com and follow us on Facebook.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, running for Supervisor, District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I am committed to actively protecting our renewable resources, mining, agriculture, logging, and ranching.
It's time the county starts working for the people, not against. It's time for a change. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, 2012.
Satisfied customers are really important to us here at Crown, like Lindy Silva of Reading. Lindy tells us, I wanted a new Ford Mustang, so I came to Crown. I got exactly what I wanted and saved some money. I call her Ellie. I love it. Thanks, Lindy. You and Ellie are welcome at Crown anytime. Check us out at CrownMotorsReading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we'll sell them for.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. As you know, we don't have that, you know, that scintillating bump music in the morning because we're being serious here, as serious as we can be. 7:55 in the morning, May the 9th. It's going to be 92 degrees today. It is up in the 60s now. There, Bad Bob. Something like that.
You cut me off guard there.
I know, because I'm just trying to, you know, because we've got just enough time here for the last, where we go into the break, that we can't get into a real topic, but I want to talk about this. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You know, some of the things that have come up, gentlemen, on this, and it's humorous, but it shows the passion. We have so many passionate people on this, is that they'll be arguing about it on the chat room, and one person immediately becomes a plant for the other side, and the other persons are waving the flag of freedom and justice. And I'm not sure how that works, but Mr. Hess, how many shopping centers has the Hawkins Company done or built on areas like this?
Actually, to answer an earlier question that Rod had raised, we're actually doing a project very, very similar to this up in the county of Whitman in eastern Washington between Washington State University and the University of Idaho, where we're putting in a system just like this right now. We've done about 10 million square feet. In other words, about 10 times the size of the mall area. We still own 4 million square feet of that, roughly. And so we're not new to this game. We've been doing this as a family business for 35 years. We understand all of the engineering problems that come up, and we've done that in this case because of the environmental impact report that we're required to do. We've done extensive engineering on all phases, from floodwater to groundwater, to traffic, to noise, to our carbon footprint. And so these are things that we do on a regular basis, all from Alaska to South Carolina. While some states are a little more lax than others, California happens to be one of the toughest to do business in.
And, Rod, a couple of years ago, the auto mall was mm-hmm. proposed, and there's a lot of opposition again to it down at Knighton Road, and some people may not be up on that. Can you just, you know, synthesize that one real quick the last 2 minutes?
Yeah, I think the auto mall was very, very similar. It's on the same land and approximately the same size as this proposal. It's just that the and we heard a lot of the same kind of claims of how it's going to benefit all of us with the auto mall, and we've had car dealers come to us after that was defeated and said, oh my gosh, we're glad that that was defeated or we'd all be bankrupt. And so we're hearing the same kind of claims of, I think, inflated claims of jobs and of money that's going to be.
Well, we're going to be addressing those. We're going to be addressing that topic when we come back after the news. But
okay,
I mean that specifically on the, because there's a lot of numbers being thrown out here, and I think a lot of people they're getting hit with one number and they're getting hit with another number. So we want to hear from both sides here about this.
Sure.
About one is the tax money We want to talk about the number of jobs and also the impact on Shasta County. I'm, you know, just kind of hinting around what we're going to be talking about here. And plus, there's other questions that are just flowing through here. We're trying to grab them off as we go by. One of the things we appreciate is that you all are meeting every chance that you get. I mean, here's one way. Now, people can go back and listen to this debate because we have it in the archives. But you two and you're all's people, you know, from both sides, well, it seems like you meet everywhere to talk about this. I mean, there's nobody, I mean, you're not backing off, you know, and just letting, you know, a surrogate talk. You two are the main faces, and you two are out there all the time.
Anybody that'll listen, yeah.
Yeah, I would agree with that, Ron.
Okay. We're going to be breaking here in about 20 seconds. Bad Bob, we got the weather. We've got
67 right now and a high in the pushing 90 and should be a little cooler than yesterday.
All right. And how long is this supposed to be going?
Through the end of the week. It'll be tapering off a bit, though.
Okay. Our guests are Jeff Hess from the Hawkins Company and Rod Evans of the Churn Creek Homeowner Association. We're going to come back with the second hour of the debate. We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. The terrorists whose plot to blow up another plane was just thwarted remain enemy number one.
Al-Qaeda affiliates, especially Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, represent the top counterterrorism threat to the nation.
FBI Director Robert Mueller at a House hearing as the FBI studies the bomb confiscated in Yemen by a Saudi agent working undercover. Losing $25 million a day, the Postal Service has another plan to stop bleeding red ink. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
Thousands of low-revenue rural post offices were slated to start closing later this month. Instead, a new plan will keep hundreds open, but with shorter hours. Postmaster General Patrick Donahoe saying the plan will save the agency $500 million each year while keeping service to rural residents. The plan will need approval and community input, a process expected to take several months, Dave.
Jared, the day after Indiana Republicans voted Senator Dick Lugar out in a primary, Democratic Senator John Kerry calls it a big loss.
He was willing to reach across the aisle, which is the only way you get things done.
But that's why Richard Murdoch beat Lugar, labeling him as too Democrat-friendly. Murdoch hopes conservatives sweep the House, Senate, and White House.
And then bipartisanship becomes having Democrats come our way.
Mitt Romney won three more primaries yesterday, putting him closer to the Republican nomination. A brand new Russian plane on a demonstration flight with 50 people on board is missing in Indonesia. Fox News Radio's Jessica Gallagher live in Moscow.
Dave, the Sukhoi Superjet 100 took off from an airport in Jakarta, but dropped off the radar some 20 minutes into flight after the crew asked air traffic control for permission to descend 4,000 feet. It's the first completely new airliner designed by Russia since the Soviet collapse. Officials say there were diplomats, journalists, and potential buyers on board. Bad weather has forced two helicopters to suspend the search for now, Dave.
Jessica, on Wall Street, more selling tied to concern about Europe. The Dow down 133. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Listeners, here's an amazing way to earn quit your job money from home. IncomeAtHome22.com wants listeners who want to work from home.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs, and we're both at home full-time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. IncomeAtHome22.com. IncomeAtHome22.com. That's IncomeAtHome22.com.
At the Fram Proving Grounds, we impose harsh punishment on Fram filters. We explode them, we pound them, we crush them. But we don't do it because we've got a mean streak. We do it to make sure they can take the road's punishment and still help protect your engine. Like Fram Extra Guard, built to protect three times better than average economy filters. So don't unfairly punish your car with a cheaper filter. Give it tested, proven Fram Extra Guard. Fram, don't fail your engine. See serious punishment at Fram.com.
Armed police and FBI searchers are back out in the woods and back roads of Mississippi and Tennessee in a manhunt for a kidnapper.
Investigators say he was a family friend until 35-year-old Anna Mays kidnapped Joanne Bain and her three daughters. From their home in Tennessee last month, the bodies of Bain and her oldest daughter, 14-year-old Adrian Bain, found buried last week near Mays' home in northern Mississippi. Neighbors in Guntown shocked.
I can't wrap my head around it. I mean, it's just something I would have never dreamed.
You're in jeopardy, I'm in jeopardy, everybody out here is in jeopardy, but
till he stopped.
An intense search is on for Mays and Bain's other two daughters, 12-year-old Alexandria and 8-year-old Kailia, who the FBI says are in extreme danger. Mays's wife and mother, jailed yesterday, as accused accomplices. Jeff Manasso, Fox News Radio.
Jerry Sandusky's lawyer wants a delay in the June 5th trial for the former Penn State coach accused of molesting children. More than a year after an earthquake and tsunami devastated Japan and triggered a nuclear crisis, payback.
Japan's government giving about $12.5 billion to Tokyo power firm TEPCO, which needs to pay for victims' compensation and a nuclear cleanup. It is a part nationalization, but it's only temporary, says Japan's trade minister. In the past, TEPCO covered up security lapses. It is now pledging to restructure and recover. But it'll always bear the stigma of a meltdown and contamination of farmland and cities, forcing about 100,000 people to flee their homes, many of them unable to resettle without a compensation payout. In Tokyo, Alistair Wanklin, Fox News Radio.
A former Miss USA gets probation for drunk driving. Rima Fakih also fined, and she must do community service. She had pleaded no contest to the drunk driving charge back in December when police said her blood alcohol content was more than twice the legal limit. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Calling the bot. 8:05 in the morning on May the 9th. It's going to be up to probably 92 degrees today. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. We're on a different tact this morning. We're hosting a debate between the Hawkins Company and the Turn Creek Bottom Homeowners Association. We have Mr. Jeff Hess from Hawkins and Rod Evans from the Turn Creek Group. Before we start back with that, we're going to go to our Wells Fargo advisor, though, Chris Sondak.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into today's trading. The markets are in negative territory, though we have improved a little bit off the lows of the day. Currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 121 points at 12,811. The S&P 500 down 13 points at 1351, while the NASDAQ Composite's off 23 points at 2922. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 244 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Cisco Systems up 4 cents at 18.73, Intel down 35 cents at $27.02, Microsoft off 6 cents at $30.43, while Apple's down 46 cents at $5.67.60. Of local interest, PG&E down 13 cents at $44.30, North Valley Bank up 15 cents at $12.50, and Reading Bank of Commerce up a penny at $4.06. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.81%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.26. Oil's down 68 cents a barrel at $96.33, and precious metals are lower, with gold down $16.27 an ounce at $1588.61. Silver's down 39 cents at $29.03. This is Chris Losondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have that Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. Our Wells Fargo Advisors located out on Park Marina Drive. Okay, as we continue with our debate today, we'll go to the Hawkins Company and Mr. Jeff Hess. Mr. Hess, questions have been raised over the figure of 1,600 new jobs for Shasta County. Main comment being these jobs could be at the expense of existing businesses. Your comment on this and where the 1,600 job number came from?
Great question. Just an example here locally, we did the Sportsman's Warehouse recently and the Goodwill. There's a certain ratio of numbers of employees per square foot, and the 88 employees at Sportsman's is about 40,000 square feet. So you have one employee per, 400 to, let's say, five to round it around. Those things are normal in the trades, and if you go to any of the economic data, you'll find that that is consistent. There's no doubt that those are going to be the jobs because that's what it takes to run those businesses. There's two questions to it. One is how much would be taken out of Reading, if you will. The answer is that, again, we have there's two economic reports. One that was done by the county and the EIR, and the other one was, we were concerned to make sure that those numbers were correct for our own intents and purposes, and that will be on our website. By the way, that should be up and running, HawkinsChernCreek.com. You should be able to get that, and if not, you can sign up an email when we send you the facts. But there's consistent studies in the business that indicate how much cannibalization, if you will, is the term that we use. There's reports from as low as 2.7% that's in the report, and it could go up as high as 10%. So we may take 160 jobs out of the Reading retail market, but those are new jobs simply because we have new retailers that are coming in, and that is not going to be the same as what's in existence. So if you go out to that, and all of these EIR documents are at the county's website as well, so you can read for yourself the reports that are done by independent contractors, that put these out, and there's certainly no bias on their part. These people pride themselves in doing factual reports. Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to exist in the marketplace. So those are good-paying jobs, by the way. I think that if you go to that report as well, that there's about 1,100 of those jobs that are actually retail salespeople with a wage of $32,000 per year. Supervisors will make about $46,000 and cashiers about $25,000. So the answer is, while you may think that they're low-paying jobs, I think $32,000 is a relatively good wage in anybody's mind.
Okay, thank you. Rod?
Thank you, Carl. I would like to call the public's attention to a flyer that thousands of people in Shasta County received. I'm showing it to Mr. Hess now. It's a beautiful color on both sides, 8.5 by 11 sheet. But the irony of this flyer is that it's talking all about the good local jobs that it's going to create in Measure A. And it says, the caption is, "People in Shasta County need work." There's only one problem with this. On the address side, there is a little bug, which I'm pointing out to Mr. Hess right now. It's so small that you need a magnifying glass to read it, but I'm going to tell you what it says. It says Union Number 87, printed by Union Number 87. Union Number 87 is a company called American Lithographers. They only have plants in Hayward and in Sacramento. So the Hawkins Company... so much for the local jobs. They had a chance right here to create local jobs and have this revenue in Shasta County, and they blew it. They simply went, farmed this out to another county, to another out of the area job thing that went. And so there's so much for the claim of the jobs. Now, I think also we need to take a look at the 1,600 job claim. I think the national average for retail is roughly about 50% of that. So that might bring that down to 800 to 900 claim just for the square footage alone. We didn't mention how many jobs would be taken out of Anderson. When we talk about jobs taken out, I think we also have to think in terms of potential businesses in our city that would open except for a Hawkins development in between Anderson and Reading, which would be having jobs go there that would potential businesses would be opening in Reading, creating jobs in our cities. I do think that everyone should look with a critical eye to the EPS company that did the financial reports for the Hawkins Company. I think they made some false assumptions, and we had an economist of our own actually do a study. And they came up and said that the EPS company that did this work for Hawkins based their financial numbers on assuming that the Hawkins company, the Hawkins development, would be all new jobs that wouldn't be created in Reading In that, in other words, nobody would shop in Reading for those jobs. Well, our economist said that's ridiculous, that a more natural assumption would be that there would be huge competition for those jobs, and I think that's the reality. Thank you.
Okay.
I'm glad you brought up your so-called expert. Two-page report did not do data on Reading at all. The one that you put into the record was very weak, and if you go out on the one that we've got, it's very our report dispels those assumptions because they had no specific data on the Reading market. Those are certainly some professor out of Canada making some assumptions without data. Second thing is the bug on the ad. I what a facetious argument. The fact that the union label appears, it's because the people from the Trades Council are supporting us and they choose to do in-kind contributions. And by the way, we spent thousands of dollars on local sign companies here to keep those jobs here as well. And I think that's a silly argument. I would love to see the backup data on your half of the jobs. I think you're just totally wrong in retail. It's backed up by the labor statistics, and all of the trade organizations will give you that. Perfect examples, go in, look at the Sportsman's Warehouse, go to ask any of the retailers in the mall. They'll tell you exactly what the numbers are, and our numbers are right. So please publish your findings, would you, so I can look at those as being accurate numbers as opposed to assumptions and cliches.
Okay, thank you. We're going to take a quick break here. Our guests are the Churn Creek Bottom Homeowners Association and the Hawkins Company. We're discussing the proposed shopping center on Knighton Road. We'll be right back after these messages.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
Hello, Dal. I wanted to ask you how you happened to bring your bus to CARS.
We checked around the community. Our bus is top priority to transport our residents, so we're always a major concern about safety and inspection. We knew about your character and great reputation, so we lined it up. CARS actually comes over and picks our bus up.
So our concierge service makes it pretty easy for you there at Hilltop, right?
It helps us out tremendously. I mean, we're a very active community.
Thank you. And of course, safety is number one. And we are doing the state safety inspection every 45 days. Isn't that the schedule, Dal?
Every 45 days we have it done. It's a top priority for us when we're out transporting our seniors and veterans in the community.
Obviously. Well, thank you so much for taking our call today, Dal.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Senior Idol is back. Join Taylor Motors and the Vistas Assisted Living for the best talent in Shasta County. Senior Idol, Friday the 11th at the Cascade Theater. Taylor Motors and the Vistas Assisted Living are proud to bring you the third annual Shasta County Senior Idol Show. Not only is Senior Idol a great time, it's also a fundraiser for Compass Shining Care. Senior Idol always sells out, so get your tickets fast at the Cascade Theater box office. In person, by phone at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org. Senior Idol welcomes the panel of onstage judges, including Mike Krueger of KRCR News Channel 7, Free Fire Radio's own Linda Bott, and accomplished musician Brent Taylor of Taylor Motors. That's Friday, May 11th at 7 p.m. Get your tickets by phone at 243-8877. The third annual Senior Idol, sponsored by Taylor Motors, Buick Cadillac GMC, the Vistas Assisted Living, and KRCR News Channel 7. That's Friday, May 11th at the Cascade Theater at 7 p.m. We'll see you there.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and DeBond, today we're having a debate between, and probably one of the most talked about and the most, you know, kind of one of the most exciting issues we get around here is, shall we build a shopping center at Knighton Road, and shall we put on hold much of the development, via a Measure B? Our guests are Jeff Hess from the Hawkins Company and Rod Evans from the Churn Creek Bottom Homeowners Association. And, okay, let's go to, You had the last question, Mr. Hess. Is that correct?
I did.
Okay, so now it's Rod. Okay.
Big Bob.
So, okay, Rod, when questions are coming up here is, many say the opposition to the shopping center and Measure B is really a not-in-my-backyard reaction that will keep needed jobs and revenue from all of Shasta County. Millions of dollars in taxes, help to the school, the roads, and law enforcement. What's your comment on that?
Thank you, Carl. I think really we talked already a little bit about the jobs. Mr. Hess corrected the claims about the amount of money that was going to the schools. They did say $400,000, and he did rightfully correct that. It won't be that, of course. And I think the property rights issue regarding Measure B, that it's just a NIMBY issue, that the Churn Creek Bottom people really don't want this, I think you sometimes have to look at the motivation of the people that are involved in it. I don't think anybody in Churn Creek Bottom that actually lives there is going to derive one red cent if we prevail in Measure A and or Measure B. It's not going to enrich us. I think, on the other hand, if you look at others, Shasta County government, Hawkins companies, it will, in fact, enrich them. I don't know how much exactly that the Hawkins company is spending on this public relations campaign that's going on presently, but I would say that it could easily be into the hundreds of millions of dollars. And the reason that they're probably doing that, I can assume, is that they're going to make millions and millions of dollars, tens of millions of dollars on this. So if you look at the motivations, I think that will tell you something. But back to the NIMBY argument. I think that the people in our cities will be far, far greater impacted than anybody that lives in Churn Creek Bottom will be. And the way that they'll be impacted is by loss of revenue to the cities. That equates to, that's why the Reading Fire Department is with us. That's why the Reading Police Department has refused. They're staying neutral on this issue. And that means that the cities of Reading and Anderson, of course, will not have as much general fund revenue. The county will have that general fund revenue and be getting 100% of it instead of the city gets it, it's shared with them. So I think it's bad for our cities. I think with the urban decay and blight situation can be insidious. It could snowball. When you have some centers that are getting a lot of vacant stores, like they're, like what's happening in Anderson right now, what's happening all over Reading, it's very, very hard to get somebody back in those stores. And the blight and the decay just looks terrible. People, pretty soon homeless people start moving in. And it's just something that I think our community really does not want to do. I think our community looks at the sprawl issue and deciding that, hey, we're kind of a special community here. We think we have an identity that's different than our cities. And they find huge value in that and want to retain that.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Hess?
Well, hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. That's hyperbola. certainly we're paying a few thousand dollars here and there for ads, just like the folks are at Churn Creek Bottom doing their signs, and more power to them as well as us. That's a normal process in a political campaign. As far as the county's enrichment, the Churn Creek Bottom's enrichment, certainly us being shut down does not enrich them, other than, they get to control their land as they see fit, and we should be able to control our land within the laws that were passed. We're not going to make hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. It's ridiculous to say those kinds of things. We're going to be bringing in about $135 million of our own money. This is all capital from Hawkins companies. We're taking no handouts from the state or the federal government. The fact that they keep talking about blight, just drive around. They say there's $1.4 million of empty retail space in the city. Visualize this for a second. If they were correct, $1.4 million of empty space would be all of the mall, including all of the surrounding commercial area. Look at it. Is it empty? Absolutely not. The only size box that it would fit any of our tenants is the Circuit City left, and we picked up the Gottschalk's building and filled that. There is a lot more demand here. I think you folks forget that you're the jewel of the North, and there is a lot more people that see you as a positive place as opposed to how, you know, it's all negative, we're closing down. That's just far from the truth. Outlet malls started years ago, and they were typically placed 8 to 10 miles away from the normal shopping, and that is why the outlet mall was put in Anderson. Outlet malls across the country are closing. They're very unique in that they only are outletting a branded store. They don't have multiple brands in those stores. So thus, you know, Polo has their brand and so on. That is not something that we compete with. They're failing simply because that's a normal failure in the marketplace. Someone said the other day that 30% of the mall stores were vacant. I walked that mall last night to be sure. I had our leasing people go out. There's three stores that are small and empty that are being occupied and will be leased soon. So I'm not sure where all of this fear is coming from. We're investing $135 million because we know that there's tenants out there that want to be here.
Okay, thank you. Rod, you have 2 minutes.
Okay, thanks, Carl. Mr. Hess, I did not say hundreds of millions of dollars that you'd be enriched by. I said tens of millions. So, I don't know what that real figure is, but we do know that you stand to make a lot of money on this. I think you made the statement that we are the jewel of the North, and I would make the statement that we were the jewel of the North if this project is built, because I go back to the fact that we want to be different here. We do not want to look like Vacaville, Fairfield, and all these other things, and that's exactly what your project would do.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break here and come back with a couple other comments and then take the break for the news and finish up and go back into our last half hour. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Hi, I'm Jeff Hess with Hawkins Companies, a family-owned business for over 35 years. We have purchased the empty Gottschalks building and are proud to welcome Sportsman's Warehouse and Goodwill to Reading. Sportsman's Warehouse alone has brought 80 permanent new jobs to the Reading area. This project has contributed approximately $14 million annually in taxable sales to the economy, and we would like to do more. We would like to thank you for your tremendous support of these projects.
Wow, that's a nice new refrigerator.
Thanks, just got it delivered.
You bought a new GE refrigerator in this economy? Must have been expensive.
Nope.
Did you buy it at one of those used appliances stores?
Does it look like a used refrigerator to you?
Well, you didn't get it at a yard sale, did you?
Seriously, you think I would do that?
So what, did you steal it from a model home?
Almost. I bought it at Appliances Direct. They sell new, high-quality GE appliances, as well as new, heavily discounted GE scratch and dent appliances.
Yeah, but does it come with a warranty?
That's the best part. At Appliances Direct, they have the full GE factory warranty, even on the GE scratch and dents.
Well, can they deliver if I need it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. They brought it out the very same day. They hooked it up and made sure everything works just perfect. They'll even take away your old appliances.
Same day delivery and haul away? Wow.
Yeah, can you believe it? Hey, where are you going?
I'm going to Appliances Direct to buy a new GE washer and dryer.
Ask them about their easy financing options.
Appliances Direct, your big box alternative store. Appliances Direct at the end of South Market, 244-1600.
Behind every motorcycle is a story of the person who rides it. Why not let that be you? Reading Harley-Davidson is excited to announce that they are the first dealership in the North State to have the two newest 2012 motorcycles in the timeless Harley-Davidson lineup. Come in and see that all-new Softail Slim and the 72 XL 1200V model. And while you're there, meet the friendly, honest, and knowledgeable staff. Come in and see their 18,000-square-foot facility located at 1268 Twin View Boulevard at the north end of Reading, just off of I-5. And Reading Harley-Davidson is offering financing as low as 3.99% OAC. Get on your bike. Ride. Ride without a destination. As long as you have gas, you're never lost. Reading Harley-Davidson, located at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Give them a call at 241
7117. That's 241-7117. Experience the ride. Live the dream.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 67 degrees out there. It's going to get up to 92 today. We've got like 2 minutes left in this segment before we have to break for the news. Our guests have been, are and continue to be, Rod Evans from the Churn Creek Bottoms Homeowners Association and Jeff Hess of Hawkins Company. And I wish everybody could hear during the breaks. I mean, you know, two gentlemen that are feel strongly about something, talking to each other in a very civil manner, talking about things they both know about, things in their backgrounds from, you know, reading that and that it's really interesting. And that's what I hope everybody should be on this subject, is that. Okay, because we've only got a couple of minutes left, a question came in about in relation to Knighton Road and Costco. Costco, of course, going up, the plan was for Oasis, and is it going to be moving? I don't know if you even know the answer to that one.
Yeah, I'll be more than happy to answer that as what I know, and that is certainly Costco is one of our clients that we've been dealing with. We actually built their 12th store when they were nobody, and we've had a long-standing relationship with them, and certainly we had discussions about them coming to our center. They need to keep their options open as where they go. As I've said before, we're tenant-driven. We don't try to speculate on ground and then hope they'll come. We have tenants that tell us where to bring. And so anyway, Costco has decided to go to the Oasis Center. That's affirmed as far as we're concerned. And Costco's let us know that they're not coming to our center.
Okay, good. So we cleared that one up. Okay, we're going to take a break for the news, and we'll be right back after the news in a couple messages. Carl?
News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. After it planned an underwear bombing of an airplane, it's a group that's still considered a major threat.
Al-Qaeda is decentralized, but the group is committed to high-profile attacks against the West, as we confirmed from the document seized from Osama bin Laden a year ago.
FBI Director Robert Mueller also telling the House Judiciary Committee organized cybercrime has become a big challenge in the fight against terrorism. After 35 years in the Senate, Dick Lugar's defeat in the Indiana Republican primary has left at least one Democrat feeling a sense of loss.
He was willing to reach across the aisle, which is the only way you get things done. So it's a great blow to that concept of bipartisanship.
Longtime Senator John Kerry of Massachusetts. Lugar lost yesterday to Tea Party-supported Richard Murdoch, who next faces Democratic Congressman Joe Donnelly. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Shasta County seniors, families, and caregivers, it is time for the 2012 Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, Wednesday, May 23rd. Learn about businesses and nonprofit agencies that serve seniors. The first 100 seniors receive a VIP goodie bag with a $10 gas card inside. Shoppers save an extra 15% with your Macy's card. Don't miss this community event on Wednesday, May 23rd. Over 40 booths inside Macy's from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Enjoy breakfast and lunch and more prizes this year than ever. 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. Keurig coffee maker giveaways. And at 1 p.m., 3 Macy's gift card drawings. Senior Expo, Wednesday, May 23rd. Vendors include Golden Living Center, Oakdale Heights, Sierra Oaks, Golden Umbrella, Riverview Chiropractic, Marquis Care Shasta, Interim Healthcare and Hospice, Reading Memorial Park. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Marianne Seifert of Senior Placement Services, Margie Wapshaw Insurance, Northern Rehab and Respiratory, Precious Cargo, MD Imaging, Welcome Home Assisted Living, and Macy's. Special thanks to KCNR 1460 and AM 1230 KLXR.
My name is Michael DeQuisto. I'm running for Congress. I'm not accepting donations to my campaign. My vote is not for sale. As a true citizen legislator, my time in office will not exceed 6 years. Career politicians in Washington and Sacramento have foolishly spent our tax dollars, putting this country and California in debt for generations to come. My opponents believe the years they spent in the Sacramento legislature overseeing this state's bankrupt economy entitles them to represent us in Washington. That would be a disaster. As your next congressman, I will cut my salary by 20% and pay that money to reduce the national debt. In contrast, my opponent from Richvale has pledged to continue taking millions of dollars in federal rice subsidies. If you're tired of the good old boy network, if you want someone who cares about our country, not about lining his wallet or a long career in office, send me, Michael DeQuisto, to Washington. Please visit my website, votedequisto.com.
DeQuisto for Congress paid for this ad.
Under Measure B, property owners in a small part of Shasta County could be shut down until 2036. 2036. That seems like a long time, doesn't it? But that's just what it says right here in the official Shasta County ballot book. If Measure B passes, farmers, businesses, and other landowners can't make property changes until the year 2036. Sure, Measure B has exceptions, and you can always just call for a countywide election. But why should property owners here in Shasta County have to hire lawyers at their own expense just to tell them what they can and can't do with their own land? And Measure B is so confusing. It's just going to wind up in court, with Shasta County taxpayers paying the bills. Look, we all want to protect ag land, but Measure B goes too far. But don't just take my word for it. The Shasta County Farm Bureau says Measure B is poor planning and unnecessary. That's why the Farm Bureau urges you to vote no on Measure B. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Property Rights. No on Measure B.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and the Bot. KCNR 1460. We're here, we're hosting a debate today between Hawkins Company and the Cherry Creek Homeowners Association about the proposed shopping center at Knighton Road. Now you're going to hear commercials because this is a commercial station. We have to run those. A question came in. Okay, this is for Mr. Hess. You recently signed a planned labor agreement. Could you please talk about what the agreement is and what the details are? And I think there's a lot of people that don't understand the planned labor agreement.
Well, I'm thinking they're talking about a project labor agreement. And
well, they said a PLA, and they said planned labor agreement. I'm just going with what they said.
So okay. It's a project labor agreement. When we originally came into town, we met with Kent Dagg from the Builders Exchange, and we met with the union labor forces. As most of you know, there's a combination of union and non-union workers and contractors in the area. And to maximize the participation by local contractors, we told them both that their project is sufficiently of size to provide work for both of the groups. And part of that is the PLA is an agreement with the labor organization so that they don't strike, and there's certain guarantees, just like anything when you sign a contract with a union over wages and benefits and so on. This has recently come up. I'm not sure why. It's been a discussion of shared benefits to the program for well over two and a half years. Basically, ours is a limited agreement that provides a specific amount to union contractors to bid on. The remainder of the project is things that non-union contractors can bid on. And so I'm not sure what the issue is other than that document is meant to give a limited amount of work to the organized labor, just as the other side, our joining of the Builders Exchange. We're a member of the Builders Exchange because, that's the kind of business that we're in, and we're going to provide a significant amount of work to the Builders Exchange as well for those contractors. So I'm not sure what the issue is other than, stirring the pot a little bit. I think it's a fair share for everyone, and we're happy to be involved with both of those groups. I think it's a unique thing where the labor organization and the Builders Exchange have come together to form a campaign committee to vote yes on Measure A, and I think that's where Rod alluded to the bug was the labor group and the Builders Exchange are actually together on it.
Okay, thank you very much. Rod?
Well, I don't know really anything about project labor agreements, but it seems to me that it is showing a preference for the union labor and leaving out a lot of the non-union labor, and I can maybe wonder if maybe the agreement should have not been entered into and they could have all competed equally. But I think one of the, along the lines of construction labor that would be created, at the public hearing on August 1st of last year, the Board of Supervisors was questioning the Hawkins Company about local jobs for construction workers, and they could not guarantee any. And they even stated that. And I think it was Mr. Huffaker, if I recall correctly, from Hawkins, that said that most likely the general contractor for the project would be a regional contractor from out of the area. So, again, I just project labor agreements, I don't know the ramifications of that, if it's unfair to one side or the other. But knowing that most of the jobs will come from out of town, and I kind of think when you get these big box stores that are built, we've had several built in Reading, and those construction crews follow those stores around and put them up because they're very efficient that way, and they can do that. They don't usually hire an example would be some of our big stores recently that have gone in. They've had those construction crews follow that company around the country wherever they open those stores, and it's really not local contractors that are getting work from that, with the exception of probably some minor peripheral work that comes out of it.
Okay.
And I would agree that Mr. Evans always has a little bit of truth in what he says, but he's trying to make that little bit of truth the overall truth, and that's not it at all. Certainly there are certain things like McDonald's that has a crew that follows them around. They put those things up and move on. Big box stores may have a general contractor that does follow them around, but the bigger portion of that is bid out to local contractors. Mostly subs are local, especially dirt work. The other thing is that I think you misquoted Mr. Huffaker in that we bid out to local contractors on the general on a and it's broken up into probably a half a dozen or more different buildings to be built under a contract. So we do have regional builders that bid on it, and everybody knows you have a variety of those that bid on it, but the majority of the work will be done out of the Builders Exchange, where we're going to put our plans, and that allows the local contractors to bill on. We anticipate that there's probably going to be over 80% of the work done here. You have to remember that half of that $135 million is for material suppliers that are all local. So, you know, half right off the bat's going to be local. And we anticipate the majority of the whole project is going to be local. I can't guarantee you that it's going to be 81% or 85%, but everything that we've done around the country is we find that 80% are local contractors, and we're not the type that has a contractor that follows around. We have too much variety in what we do, and we think bidding is the right way to do it. And there is really not a whole lot of competition that can beat the local contractors.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Our guest, Jeff Hess from Hawkins Company, and Rod Evans from the Churn Creek Bottom Homeowners Association. We'll be right back after these messages.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for Rodeo Week. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast at Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are $3 in advance, $4 the morning of the breakfast. Saturday, May 12th, kick off Rodeo Week with the Rodeo Association's annual state feed at the Ready Rodeo Grounds. Tickets are $12.50 pre-sale, $15 at the door. The lone stranger and sidekick will be robbing a bank and hiding their loot. You can win cash by listening to the clues and unmasking those dastardly scoundrels. Wednesday, it's street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest in Buckaroo Flats. And Saturday morning's rodeo parade starts at 10 a.m. in downtown Reading. Thursday night starts the 64th annual Reading Rodeo. Tickets on sale now at the Civic Center box office, by phone at 229-0022, or online at readingcivic.com. See all the high-fly and thrill-packed riding and roping rodeo action, along with the Budweiser Clydesdales and Rodeo Barrel Man Crash Cooper, and of course, bull riding. Get your tickets at the Civic Center box office now.
This is Supervisor Leonard Modi. These are challenging times for all of us, especially county government. As your supervisor, I have taken a very conservative approach with your money. We cut operating expenses and reduce employee costs while still delivering the services you needed. In other words, we didn't spend money we didn't have, just like you.
Proven leadership, integrity, and a balanced approach. Re-elect Leonard Modi, Supervisor District 2.
Paid for by the committee to elect Leonard Modi.
Oh, it's May. So much to plan. Parties, birthdays, Mother's Day. Hey, Mom's coming up, so let's take her to Anselmo Vineyards for brunch. I hear there's limited seating, so we need to call now for reservations. 474-5546. That's 474-5546. Mother's Day brunch. The specialty is my favorite, lobster. And Carl, while we're there, let's experience the new award-winning 2009 Cabernet Sauvignon. And of course, Friday and Saturday night, always great artists such as Charles Bologna, Chris Lauer, and Garrett Biggers. You'll love it.
Anselmo Vineyards in Inwood, just a short drive from Reading. Anselmo Vineyards. It will become your favorite destination getaway.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Completely different format today. Still talking, but in a different way. We are saying, you know, we will give weather here. It's 67 degrees. It's supposed to get up to 92 today. It's supposed to have in the 90s all week long. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and our chat room is literally just going like crazy. So if I'm seeing some of these, a lot of these are just comments on this. And what if I can just say this when I talk about the on the chat room is, you know, you all are discussing the issues between yourselves, and you all are being civil, and so I can't say more than that. I mean, really, they're being as civil as Jeff and Rob are right here, and I appreciate that, and because we can talk about things civilly and here in our community. And our guests are Rod Evans from the Turn Creek Bottom Homeowners Association, and Jeff Hess from the Hawkins Company. This is kind of it was a statement somebody made, and this question is for Rod. He bought a house in Turn Creek Bottom 25 years ago and knew going in the area would potentially be developed for commercial use because of the proximity to I-5. He doesn't understand the shock and surprise, I guess shock and awe, over the Churn Creek Center going up. He lives in Churn Creek Bottom, and he doesn't understand, you know, he feels like in this, and his question is it's always been an assumption from people that have moved there that there could be business at the Knighton Road. Your comments on this?
Well, and there will be. I will go back to the amount of commercial space that has been set aside at that location since 1984. 41.5 acres exist there of commercially zoned land. And please know that we, when Churn Creek Bottom homeowners and friends, will never, ever object to any commercial business or enterprise that wants to locate on that land that is zoned commercial. We actually went to bat for a business that wanted to come down on one of those parcels and testified at his behalf at a planning commission hearing. And it ended up that the county turned him down for some reason or other. We don't know why. So we're not anti-business. It's just all about the balance here, I think, and what do we want our community to be. This gentleman that bought a house 25 years ago in Churn Creek Bottom, of course, one would expect that you'd see some development. We expect that we'll see an additional 22 acres on the land that's zoned commercially there. Those could be any type of businesses. There was a gentleman that wanted to build on one of the smallest parcel there. He was going to have a convenience store service station and a little market there. And he started out, did the moving of the dirt, and then he ended up abandoning the project a few years ago. So not sure why or what happened to him. But, again, the reason that you won't see major commercial development there is because it lacks municipal infrastructure, hugely important. That's what Oasis has. They have city sewer, water, and storm drain. They have all. They go in and do those things ahead of time. Knighton does not have that, and that is just a critical component to this. And again, you know, we got to look to the future. What do we want to look like and be as a community in 30 or 40 years from now? If we go down this road of urban sprawl at this location, we're going to look just like any town USA. And most of the people that we talk to say that's why we're here. We moved away from a location like that, and that we don't want this to become that. We're on the cusp of growing. Yes, we certainly will grow. We think it's important that we grow wisely and regionally, and that means that if we could get our cities and our county together with revenue and sales tax sharing with a regional planning component along with that, we'll be a much better community. We will grow wiser and smarter. We can be a little different, still promote some of the best things about our community, and we can continue to be the jewel of the North instead of, say, somebody come here and say, wow, there's nothing really special about Reading. They're sprawled out just like everybody else. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Hess?
Hey, it's been designated commercial way before 1984, and we're as Rod indicated, it's all about it's the scope. And the Board of Supervisors in 91 told the Turn Creek Bottom that it was going to be more than the existence in 1991, which is his 40 acres. So the general plan has allowed more than the 40 acres for a long time. So I'm not sure why he's talking about the 40 acres. But a couple of things. He says that the lack of infrastructure. We're providing infrastructure that's used all over the country, and it's not unusual. And we have that. The infrastructure, comparing it Oasis, frankly, the reason that hasn't come off is because it's too close to the retail as it sits, and, you know, they're waiting for Costco, and Costco finally will go, and that's about all they're going to get up there. There's a lot more demand for retail here than anybody at the Turn Creek Bottom has any idea about, and I can tell you right now that we have between 250 to 350,000 square feet of people that are new and second stores that want to go immediately. So that's a far cry from not having a demand here, and they won't go to Oasis. They believe that this is the spot. When we talk about wise planning, it's really wise according to their, you know, no growth terms. And as far as the regional planning, this has been regionally planned for almost 35 years to be a regional commercial hub at that interchange. That, as a matter of fact, when the interchange was put in the 60s when I-5 was built, when you do those interchanges, those necessitate that those things will be the places where the developments will grow. You look anywhere around, and that's where they grow. We are certainly not going to see sprawl into the Churn Creek Bottom 5-acre residences. It's just not going to happen. There's certain uniquenesses about commercial development, whether it be retail or industrial. They have to be located at certain places to be successful. There is not going to be any more than what we have in size. And the other thing is that we are going to be taking up the demand for about 10 years worth of growth. And so that is not going to sprawl as they put out as far as talking about fear. That's a fear statement.
Okay. Mr. Evans?
Okay. Thank you. First of all, I will say that Mr. Hess's interpretation of the general plan that has been planned for commercial is simply not true. That is a interpretation that fits their needs at that location, and it just isn't factual. I'm going to read to you a very brief paragraph that was written by the editor of the Record Searchlight on February 22nd of 2009. He said, that was Mr. Silas Lyons, he said that the way the game works, the jurisdiction that gets the stores gets the money. Without regional agreements to share the money, it's a game where whoever plans the fastest wins, and quality isn't what matters most. And that's an actual quote from the editor of our newspaper, and that's so true in this case. You mentioned the Oasis development that's got the Costco apparently up there. How much retail do we actually need? Obviously, this is a race. It is exactly what Mr. Lyons said it is. Whoever gets there quickest wins the most. And I think that looks to me like the Oasis and the city of Reading has won a big victory with getting Costco up there, and certainly other stores will want to locate around that Costco. They have the municipal infrastructure there. They have the ability to handle it. They've done some improvements on the actual overcrossing, but they will need to do more before they can expand out to their ultimate goal.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to have our final summations here. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Wind River Casino is offering a fabulous Mother's Day brunch on Sunday, May 13th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., including a carving station with prime rib and pork loin, omelet station, freshly prepared waffles with an assortment of toppings, along with Dungeness crab legs and an array of delicious desserts. Relax and enjoy your value time with family. Adults $24.95, children 5 to 12 years $7.95. Under 4 years eat for free. Reservations required. Call 1-800-280-UIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Make every fourth Friday of the month a fantastic Friday at Wind River Casino and play in our $10,000 guaranteed cash slot tournament at 6 p.m. Entry fee is only $50, plus $5 free slot play for all. First through 10th win cash. First place guarantees $5,000 cash. 11th through 20th win $100 free slot play. Mark your calendar for the $10,000 fantastic Friday slot tournament every fourth Friday. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I grew up here in Shasta County. I've worked at Jones's Fort for over 30 years. I've been the lone conservative voice on Reading City Council, and I've served as Reading's mayor in 2010. One of the most important issues facing eastern Shasta County is the protection of our water rights. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, 2012.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media. Well,
I won't. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Our guests are Jeff Hess from Hawkins Company and Rod Evans from the Churn Creek Homeowners Association. We're running late here, so we're going to start with Jeff. Jeff, give us about a minute and a half of your final summation here.
Well, I again thank Rod for his civility and Carl for his levity and on a serious matter that affects the whole community from all of Shasta County, not just the Churn Creek Bottom area. But I would remind voters that Measure A is basically, if you vote yes, you're going to be supporting the Board of Supervisors in their approval of our project and through their EIR. The Builders Exchange, the Trades Council, the Realtors Association, the Deputy Sheriff's Association, many others have endorsed our project. And that just goes to show you that they believe all of the documentation that, again, is up on HawkinsChurnCreek.com. And also, if you want more, we're going to have town hall meeting next Tuesday night and in the atrium. And for those of you who want to find out more, we'll be there to talk about it. You know, there's 1,600 new jobs. 52 million of that is going to be wages. And the other thing that I might add is 52 million is all that all the agriculture and 330,000 square, or, excuse me, acres produces in this. So the wages from our jobs are going to be the equal to all of the ag in the county, and not discounting ag is an important part, but we believe we've got an economic improvement here.
Okay, Rod. Got about a minute and a half.
Okay. Thank you, Carl, and thank you, Jeff, for letting us get our information out here today. I think that every one of the voters needs to apply their very best logic in this situation. We're going down a road here that's going to forever change the face of Reading, and I think we need to very, very carefully think whether that's going to be a benefit or whether that's going to be a detriment to us, whether it makes any sense. The reason why we have so many supporters, which are farmers, the downtown businesses, the Mount Shasta Mall, many large commercial property owners in the cities, is they know what the result will be if this goes in. They know that it's going to be devastating to our cities, and they think that that's really the wrong thing that we need to do. I'll close with a quote by Margaret Mead with regards to this, and she said, "Never doubt that a small group of committed people can change the world. Indeed, it is the only thing that ever has." And I think we need to say that we can make a difference by voting no on A and yes on B. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen, for participating in this and your civility and your levity and good humor. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? As far as I'm concerned, we got all the good guys right here in the room.
KCNR, Shasta Reading.
News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. The top terrorism threat to the U.S., Al-Qaeda affiliates. That's what the FBI chief is telling a House hearing. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, live in Washington.
Specifically, FBI Director Robert Mueller cites Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, the group responsible for the latest attempt to blow up a U.S.-bound airliner.
We in the Bureau are currently exploiting an IED improvised explosive device seized overseas.
But Mueller is revealing little else about that underwear bomb recovered by a would-be suicide bomber who was actually working as a double agent. Mueller telling the House Judiciary Committee that plot demonstrates why Congress must renew wide-ranging surveillance authority set to expire at the end of this year, Lisa.
Jared, thanks. Some Democrats are calling it a blow to bipartisanship in the U.S. Senate after a Tea Party primary win in Indiana. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper, live in Indianapolis.
Lisa showing support for their candidate. Indiana Republicans break bread together here in Indianapolis. Richard